Over Sea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper. Dramatized in four parts by David Calcutt. Episode 2, The Standing Stones.
We found an old map in the attic of the house where we're staying on holiday in Cornwall. Our great uncle Merry has told us it's got something to do with King Arthur. He's also told us to keep it secret. But while my brothers, Simon and Barney, were off spending the day sailing, I went to ask the local vicar about it. I wish I hadn't, because there was something about him that made me feel uneasy. And when I go to sleep that night, that feeling grows, and my dreams are filled with strange sounds and voices.
Keep it secret. Keep it safe. The last trust of Logra. Beware. They are here. They are watching you. The dark is rising.
Jane, wake up! Wake up now!
Sam, what is it?
Get downstairs, quick!
What's wrong?
Come and see, the whole place has been turned upside down! Someone's broken in during the night!
What?
We've been burgled!
I don't understand this. I mean, the place is practically wrecked, but from what I can see, nothing's been taken.
It's as if whoever broke in here was looking for something.
Such as what, Mary?
I've no idea.
I wish the police would hurry up. I can't stand all this mess.
What's taking them so long?
Well, they've got to come all the way from St. Austin. I shouldn't think they'll be here for a while yet.
Oh, in that case, we might as well all get dressed and have some breakfast.
Good idea, Ellen. I'll get it started, if you like.
Oh, would you? Thanks. It shan't be long.
Now, children, tell me. Do you still have the map?
It's in my room.
Good.
Uncle Murray, you don't think...
Not now. Let's wait until the police have been and everywhere's cleared up. Then the four of us really must have a talk.
Right. This will do. No one ever comes up here.
We've climbed up to the headland above the house. At last, we hope, Uncle Murray's going to tell us about the manuscript. But at first, he just stands there, gazing into the distance.
Hick. Incipit regnum logri.
What does that mean?
Here begins the realm of Logri.
Ah, Cornwall.
More than that, Barney. It was the name for the whole country in ancient times. And the great battle between good and evil was more open and more bitter than it is now. Even so, the battle still goes on. And I fear you have all become a part of it.
Because we found this.
Yes. There are others who also seek it, as you have seen this morning. And they seek it for no good purpose.
Who are they?
You've already met two of them. The man who calls himself Norman Withers and the woman who calls herself his sister.
I knew there was something funny about them.
Beware of them. They're not what they appear. They're evil and very dangerous. And there may be others.
Just think. We were out with them on their boat yesterday. And I remember now. Mr. Withers kept asking questions.
What kind of questions?
About the house and the books and that.
So it was them who broke in.
And they were behind it at least.
Lucky I had it hidden under my mattress.
Very lucky indeed. If they found it.
What?
Why is it so important?
What do you know about King Arthur?
In the stories, he's King of England. He has a round table and a sword called Excalibur.
And what do Arthur and his knights do?
They fight against everything that's bad.
Good against evil.
Yes.
But all that King Arthur stuff is just legend, isn't it? A fairy tale.
No. It was real. It is real. Underneath the legend, there lies a truth that will not change. And the truth is that Arthur was a great and powerful man who fought against evil and who for a time kept the darkness from our shores.
But in the end, he didn't win.
No. The darkness came and swept the land. But some of his power remained, hidden, waiting for the time when it would be found again and would give us the strength to defeat the darkness forever. And this document, I believe, is the key to finding that hidden power. Listen, I'll read it to you. This I write down, that when the time comes, it shall be found by the proper man. For the darkness
draws towards our land, and soon it may be no more. Into this land of Cornwall there came in the days of my fathers a strange knight, fleeing into the west when the kingdom was broken, and the last battle of Arthur was lost. His name was Bedwin, and he bore with him the last trust of Lord.
The Grail. And it is all that remains of the old world. Yet, if it be not lost, when the day is ripe, Pendragon shall come again, and evil be thrust out, never to return. Therefore I give it into your charge, and your sons' sons, until that day comes. For I am wounded near to death, and can do no more.
So he died, and the Grail passed to my father's charge. So it has come down to me. But I am old and childless, and darkness draws once more towards our shores. Therefore, the Grail I trust to this land, over sea and under stone. And I mark you the signs by which it may be found, the signs that wax and wane, but do not die. The secret of its power I may not write you, but he that finds the Grail and has other words from me shall know the secret. And in his day the Pendragon shall come again, and that day shall see a new Logre with evil cast out, and the old world shall appear no more.
Shall appear no more than a dream.
Who's the Pendragon?
King Arthur.
And what's the Grail?
A kind of cup, isn't it, Uncle Murray?
Yes, but no ordinary cup.
And this map shows where it's hidden, and it's somewhere here.
How do you know?
It must be. Remember what I told you yesterday? Those words there. King Mark's Head. It's the old name for this place. Kamar Head.
How do you know that?
I saw it in an old guidebook.
But that name hasn't been used for a very long time.
Uncle Merry gazes out across the land, and suddenly I get the feeling he's much older than any of us think, and that there are things he knows that none of us can even guess at.
It's like a real quest.
What if we do find it, Uncle Mary? What will it mean?
Many things, and not all of them pleasant, perhaps.
Even so, we've got to find it, haven't we?
Yes, Simon. You have. It has been laid on you. But don't worry. I'll play my part as well as I've been doing since you arrived.
What?
Why do you think I keep disappearing? I've been drawing the hounds off the scent. Oh, I've led them a merry dance all over Cornwall. Remember, they know as little as you about where the Grail lies. But they do know now that you have the map. They'll be watching you, waiting for their chance. They serve the dark and have ways of drawing others to them. But their power is at its height. So you must be very careful and trust no one. No one at all.
Uncle Merry tells us not to start looking until the afternoon, to give him time to draw the hounds off the scent again. He takes Dad out fishing, and a little while later, sure enough, we see the yacht pull out of the harbour. Then, we go back to the grey house and take out the map. But the more we stare at it, the more difficult the whole thing seems.
I don't get it. If this is supposed to be a map, where are the clues?
What do you mean?
You know, go from here and take 10 paces north, that sort of thing.
Well, maybe there aren't any.
Useless kind of map without any clues.
Well, I think this is meant to be the coastline here. But what are these marks?
Where?
Look, a stick with a circle above it. And another circle here.
Places, maybe. Landmarks to show the way.
But the way from where? We don't even know where to start.
Well, the only place that's named is Kamar Head. Perhaps we're meant to start from there.
As good a place as any, I suppose.
Come on, then. Let's try it.
Here we are. Now what?
Well, we said those marks on the map could be places.
You said. They might just be blotches, and I'm not even sure this is a proper map.
What do you mean?
Doesn't look like one, does it? More like a drawing, really.
Let me see. I think you've hit it, Simon.
Huh?
That's what it is, a drawing. Look, he drew the coastline from eye level. If you look at the coast from here, it's exactly the same shape as this.
You could be right.
She is. He stood here, right on this very spot, all those centuries ago.
So what are the other marks? The stick shape and the circles?
He looked out along the coast and found a place he could see and marked it down.
Like what?
Like those stones over there.
They're standing far off on a hilltop, lit by the setting sun. Stones that must have stood there for thousands of years.
Perhaps the Grail's buried under one of them.
But which one?
The one with the circle above it.
What?
This stick shape, that's what it is, a standing stone. And the circle is the sun, look!
And we see it. A stone, taller than the others, that suddenly stands out, clear and sharp on the skyline, as a setting sun hangs huge and crimson directly above it.
That's it, that's the one!
What are we waiting for then? Let's go!
Come on!
Hello there!
Oh no, it's her, Polly Withers. Oh,
and look who's with her, it's that Neanderthal from the harbour.
Quick, Simon, hide the map!
Where?
In the haversack!
Okay.
What a nice surprise! Here you are all together. Lovely evening, isn't it?
Yes.
How did you boys enjoy your trip on the Lady Mary the other day?
Very much, thank you.
What are you all doing up here?
Nothing much, just looking at the sea.
It's beautiful, isn't it? I thought I'd give the sailing a miss for today and go for a walk instead. Bill here's showing me round, aren't you, Bill?
Yes.
Bill's our right-hand man.
We've already met. How's your bike?
No better for your asking.
Now, Bill, mind your manners. That's not the way we speak to our friends.
Ain't no friends of mine.
Oh, dear. I think I've hurt his feelings. I better go after him. See you again. Enjoy your walk.
I will.
Oh. By the way, I don't suppose you have a map, do you?
A map?
That's right, Barnabas. A map.
What kind of map?
Of the local area. I couldn't find one anywhere in the shops.
We haven't got a map. Have we?
No. Sorry.
Pretty. I'll just have to rely on Bill. Well, goodbye, all of you. Goodbye.
We wait until she's out of sight, then set off towards the stones. The ground rises all the way. By the time we get there, we're hot and tired, and the sun's low in the western sky.
They're huge.
Immense. I wonder who put them there.
People, thousands of years ago.
What for, though?
Who knows?
There's something eerie about them. So still and silent. Like there's some kind of secret hidden there.
There is. The Grail. All we've got to do is find the stone.
But which one?
The tall one.
They're all the same size.
One definitely looked taller from down there.
Yes. Taller. Or higher. We're on a slope, aren't we? The further up they go, the taller they look from down there.
And the furthest would look the tallest.
We look up the avenue of stones to the top of the hill. One stands there alone, and the setting sun's right behind it, casting its shadow, long and black, across the grass towards us.
That's it! That must be the one!
The place where the Grail's buried! We found it!
I don't think so. He couldn't have buried the Grail here. Huh? The stones are too old.
Oversee under stone, the manuscript says.
I think this is just the first stage. We've got to take it step by step, like he did.
What do you mean?
We're following his steps, aren't we? He stood on Kamar Head like we did. And saw how, as the sun was going down, it stood right above one of the standing stones here on the hill. So, he marked that down, then walked up here, stood by the stone...
And saw another landmark, the next stage!
I think so, yes!
So he must have put that down on the map as well!
Let's have a look!
There's nothing else, just this other circle.
I know. If we go up to the stone, we might see something from there.
Yes, let's go.
So, I see you do have a map after all.
I turn and see her, suddenly above us, a dark figure against the red sky.
Please, Simon, let me see it. What's the matter with you? We're friends, aren't we? Aren't we, Simon? All friends together. All I want to do is look at it.
It's ours.
Give it to me!
No!
Stupid children meddling with things you don't understand! Ah!
Run, Simon!
Bill, get him!
I'm up on my feet and away down the slope. I can hear Bill Hoover behind me, and I push myself forward, trying to keep ahead. But he's getting closer, catching up with me.
Got you!
He slips, and I'm away again, racing to the bottom and across the field towards a hedge. There's a stile here, and I make for that. He's back on his feet now, coming after me, but I manage to reach the star, clamber over it, and drop into darkness. I'm in a narrow lane, bordered by trees. I turn right and start running. It doesn't seem to end. It just goes on and on, twisting and turning. My legs are aching, my chest burning. There's a church tower, a wall, a gate, and without stopping, I fling myself through it and under a tangle of bushes. He can't see me. Doesn't know him.
Something the matter, Bill?
We found it, sir. They had it all right.
But you didn't get it.
One of them took off with it. I've been chasing him. I nearly had
but
him.
But now you've lost him.
Yes. He come up this way, sir. I was just behind him.
He can't be far then, can he? Quite near. If you... Nowhere to look.
Suddenly, the bushes are pulled apart. And I'm looking up into the face of a man I've never seen before.
There, you see?
Let me get hold of him.
Gently does it, Bill. You might as well come out. Here, take my hand.
He grabs my wrist and pulls me out of the bushes. He doesn't let go. His fingers bite.
Dear me, young man. You do look hot and bothered. Well, there's no need for all this fuss, you know. Why don't you just hand that thing over and you can be on your way?
Why do you want it?
I have a reason, a very good reason. I'll be happy to explain it to you once I have the map. I could take it from you quite easily, but it would be much more civilized if you were to give it to me.
Come here!
No! Let him get away!
All of them, no!
They're right on my heels, hands reaching out, and I can't go any further.
Now! Fire! Get in!
Uncle Mary!
The door swings open, I jump in, and the car screeches round the corner. We're down the road and away.
You kicked him?
Right in the shin.
I wish I'd been there.
No, you don't.
Who was he?
Never seen him before. And I don't want to again. Mm. If you'd seen his face...
It was a good job Uncle Mary was here when we got back.
You should have seen him race off in the car when we told him.
You both came bursting in a terrible state.
How did you know where I was?
I didn't. I just drove around the lanes looking for you.
Pure chance, then.
If there is such a thing... There's more than chance at work here.
What do you mean?
There's a force behind the Grail that guides those to whom it calls. It will guide you to it every step of the way. But the enemy know this, and they will follow. You must take even more care from now on.
We have supper, and while we're eating, Mum and Dad tell us something that doesn't seem that important at first. They've met an old friend of theirs in the village that afternoon.
We were at college together.
Oh.
And she's an artist, like your mother.
Mm. Anyway, she's invited us over there tomorrow. Mm. But it's rather a long way, so it'll mean staying the night.
You're invited as well, Mary.
Penzance? Mm. No, thanks. I can't stand the place. Oh. Biscuits and tourists, far too commercial. Oh.
Would you mind if we didn't come either, Mum?
Oh, Jane.
We like it here.
I'm not sure I like leaving you on your own.
Why not? We're old enough to look after ourselves.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that's true, I suppose, but...
And Uncle Murray will be with us.
You two go off and enjoy yourselves. Mm. We'll be fine here.
Yes, it'll be great.
Later, up in the bedroom...
Let's go through it again. We have to find the Grail by following a series of landmarks. We found the first one, the Standing Stone. And that's drawn on the map as a stick with a circle above it. The circle being a sign for the sun. Mm.
The only other mark's the second circle.
That must be the next clue.
It could just be a smudge.
No, it's a circle and it means something. It's a sign of some kind.
The signs that wax and wane but do not die.
That's right. The words in the manuscript are telling us something. We have to go to the stone and find another landmark. And this circle will show us where it is.
Maybe it's the sun again.
Why would he draw it twice?
To show it's in a different position.
Well, perhaps it's not the sun at all.
Well, what else could it be?
The signs that wax and wane.
It's the moon! The full moon! We go to the stone and look for a landmark that's lit by the moon.
At last!
Am I right, Uncle Mary?
Yes, Jane, I think you are.
You knew all the time. Why didn't you tell us?
This is your quest. You must find the way yourselves. I can take no part and give no help beyond guarding you all the way.
So we've got to go back up there at night?
Yes.
Under the full moon?
Yes.
Oh, I don't fancy that much.
But when is there a full moon? It could be ages away.
Well, look out of the window. What do you see?
Wow. The moon. It's full.
I had a feeling it would be.
We can't go tonight, though.
But we can tomorrow. It'll still be full then. And Mum and Dad are away.
Oh, Dad, lucky.
I suppose we've got to, haven't we?
Yes, Simon. You have. But I'll be with you, and I'll see you come to no harm. I promise.
We go down to the village and spend the day there, swimming and sunbathing, and waiting for night to come. Uncle Merry's told Mrs. Polk he's going to take us out to do some night fishing, but Barney manages to get himself sunburned. So, when we get back that evening, Mrs. Polk won't hear of him going.
Oh, Mrs. Polk!
You're not going anywhere with sunburn like that, my dear.
It's nothing, just a bit sore, that's all.
I think Mrs. Polk's right, Barney. It's probably best if you stay here.
Thank you, Professor. There, you're done now. I'll go make you a nice hot drink, then it's off to bed. I suppose you three will want some sandwiches making up.
Please.
It's not fair.
Cheer up, Barney. You've still got an important job to do.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
You have to look after the map.
That's right. It's too risky taking it with us, so you won't be out of it.
It's dark when we leave the house, making our way to the headland, then up towards the stone. It's also different at night. Everything seems much bigger and deeper.
Listen.
What?
Just listen.
There's nothing. Only the sea.
I'm sure I heard something else. Shh. There it is again.
It's an owl, that's all.
Jane. Simon. Keep close to me.
Why? What's the matter?
Nothing. Just keep close.
We go on, following Uncle Merry. His whole body stiff and alert, watching, listening. Then he stops.
What's happened?
There's a cloud over the moon. It's only a little one.
The wind's changed.
comes from the southwest and brings clouds sometimes. Sometimes it brings other things.
I don't like to ask him what he means. And the next moment, the cloud drifts away. And the moon's there again, its light shining bright on the dark stones standing above us.
There. Go on now.
Aren't you coming with us?
This is your quest. I'll wait here. But don't be long.
We walk towards the stones, past the outer ones, and up the avenue that leads to the top of the hill. They seem bigger now, rising tall and heavy and silent all around us. In the end, we come to the last one, the one that stands alone.
It's gone dark again.
Clouds are building up.
As if something's trying to stop us.
It's just your imagination.
I don't think so. Uncle Merry sounded worried, as if he knew there was something out here.
Shut up, will you? You're making me jumpy.
I feel jumpy.
We stand by the stone, looking up to the moon, faint behind the clouds. It's high in the sky, but there's no landmark to be seen. Nothing beneath it but the sea.
There's got to be something.
Maybe you got it wrong. Maybe it isn't the moon at all.
Oh, it is. Uncle Mary said.
But perhaps the Cornishman used a landmark that's crumbled away, fallen into the sea.
No! Look! It's there!
Suddenly, the moon bursts through the clouds, and its light shines down onto the sea, making a silver, glittering path that runs straight as an arrow across the waves. And where it ends, a rocky headland rises, clear and dark against the sky.
That's where we've got to go next, that headland!
Fantastic!
The signs that wax and wane but do not die! We're getting closer! Uncle Mary, we found it! Uncle Mary?
Where is he?
He was there a minute ago. Uncle Mary! What's happened to him?
Uncle Mary! Uncle Mary!
Something's wrong!
He can't hear us, that's all. It's this wind. Uncle Mary!
Simon, be quiet a minute. Listen.
Owls.
They're all around us.
They seem to be coming nearer.
I can't see them. Simon, I'm scared. Where's Uncle Mary? We've got to find him.
Look, there he is. Uncle Mary!
No. Simon, stop. It's not him.
I stop dead in my tracks. Out of the darkness, from behind one of the stones, a figure rises up, cloaked and hooded, the wind swirling about it. I want to turn and run, but I can't, as if there are hands gripping me. Then a sudden gust of wind blows. The hood falls back. I see its face, and it speaks.
Athneon Lewis, Gnendahl Lewis. Athneon Lewis.
We've got to get away.
I can't move.
There's more of them.
I'm cold, numb.
They're behind the stone.
It's no use.
They're coming towards us.
Simon! In episode 2 of Oversea, Under Stone by Susan Cooper, Uncle Merry was Ronald Pickup, Jane Naomi Kerbel, Barney Edward Clark, Simon Ben Gutteridge, and Hastings Struan Roger. Other parts were played by Sandra Birkin, Christopher Scott, David Stevens, Catherine Hunt, and Anna Keane. And the music was composed and performed by Martin Alcock. Oversea, Under Stone was dramatised by David Calcutt and directed at Pebble Mill by Nigel Bryant.